fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of November. The prepper tip today is to stock up on medical supplies. And, gentlemen, if you're in charge, don't forget to stock up on both birth control products and women's hygiene products. If you don't know what to get, ask the ladies. Buy the stuff by the case. You'll be very glad you did. We have patient waiting in a green room. My friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. He is the author of 6 books for sale at Amazon.com. His website's jrnyquist.blog. And, of course, we're carried over from the first hour, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, today is the day. The midterm elections are underway, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they would be, yes.
They are. Polls open at 7 a.m. Eastern time in the Eastern time zone. They opened up here in my part of the world at 7 a.m. also, Central time. And we're off to the races. So we already got our first call here, gentlemen. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, John and Jeff. I just wanted to say this, that since everybody's talked everybody into voting today, not early, there may be some long lines, and if you don't feel like standing up that long, you need to take something to sit on, like a rollator, where it's like a little roller thing, and you can have a seat on it. Maybe not to try to go when people getting off from work or around the hospital 3 o'clock, change of shifts and all that stuff, so that you don't get in long lines. But also, the Secretary of State is a very important office, and they have now, they've got 35 states who are actually electing the Secretary of State, and I think it's all because of the election fraud deniers. They say it's called election deniers, but it's really, if you say that, if we make up the word, it's election, I don't know how you'd make it anyway, But the point is that Texas has got one, and the reason he was appointed by the governor, not to hold it against him, is because that he actually put in a law. He sued the state of Pennsylvania, Texas versus Pennsylvania. He's a lawyer from Fort Worth, so he likes suing, I guess. I really didn't. I had a hard time this year finding out who was running in the elections, and I think, well, I think I'd rather elect the Secretary of State. What do y'all think of that?
You'd rather elect a Secretary of State than what?
Than have him appointed by the governor or somebody else?
Well, I'm all in favor of electing a Secretary Secretary of the United States?
No, the state. Secretary of State in your state.
Well, if at the state level, they should be elected, right? Right, I believe they should, right? But not at the federal level.
Yeah.
Right.
I just tell everybody that don't know how to vote, just vote for the ones that say REP. Look for them. And that's the main thing I wanted to say. Be careful that you might get in long lines and you don't feel like standing there that long. Don't go home. Oh, and also, too, you said get somebody to help you go there. I don't know how to go find out to get somebody to help people to go there either. It's like we just talk about the wrong things sometimes. The election's the most important thing here, and we don't take time off to talk about it. Does that make sense? Because we can learn from each other. So, or you start looking at yourself and you say, oh, no, I thought it was easier than this before to find out how to vote, you know? Oh, well, I'll let y'all go. I just want to say that.
Okay. Okay. Jeff, you got any response to Pat's comments before we move on?
No.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I don't watch much TV. I watch Fox News for 1 hour in the evening. It's all been ate up with all this election hysteria. But I've noticed the past week or two, no reporting whatsoever on the war in Ukraine. Zippo. I expect they may start reporting on the war in Ukraine once again beginning tomorrow. Maybe. But the war in Ukraine has not gone away, has it, sir?
No. No, it's still there.
It's still there. And we're getting all these multiple reports about U.S. troops being deployed in, or I should say, on standby in Poland. Steve Bannoun may be joining us at the top of the third hour for half an hour. He's got some updates. I talked with him privately. I don't want to steal his thunder, so we'll let him give his updates if he can join us at the top of the third hour. We also have reports that the Russians are recruiting Afghan commandos, special forces, trained by American special forces and American Navy SEALs to fight in Ukraine. That's a potential game changer there, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know that that's a game changer. I mean, it's war.
Potential.
There's a lot of troops in this war, and you're talking about something that would not even outfit a brigade. So I don't think...
Well, it depends on how many they can recruit. We train more than 10,000 Afghan troops as special forces.
Yeah, I doubt. First of all, special forces units are smaller than brigades typically, and even if they are the size of a brigade, that's all they are. And usually they're light troops, and this war has devolved to a war where heavy troops, the troops with artillery, the use of artillery and tanks and missiles and stuff of that nature is going to be more decisive. Your mechanized forces, so I don't think that that's going to, you know, I mean, it's, you know, every little bit counts, but.
Well, the Russians are thinking about replacing Russian casualties with Afghan casualties. Is probably
there's not
thinking.
Enough Afghans. Look, there's probably been 75,000 Russian soldiers killed. They got plenty of men. Their problem is getting them to fight. and the resistance within their own society, their own governors. You know, I heard a report yesterday, their own governors want to shield certain people and send people that are what you might call socially not as desirable to the front. So it's almost like that's what the local rulers are doing and coming up with people, you know, the local governors in Russia. And they're sending, like, if you're a person who maybe your political opinions aren't cared for or you're unpopular with the political authorities, and you might be 60 years old, totally unqualified physically to be in a battle, and they'd send you just because they don't like you, to avoid sending a young man belonging to somebody that is a constituent that they care about. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that's going on there now.
Well,
you know, it's not, the thing is that Russia, like so many countries, you know, the whole world has gone through a period of degeneracy and decline. And the Russian degeneracy is that typical of autocracies and totalitarian states. It's corruption. It's a centralized authority that doesn't really know what's going on because everybody below them lie to them, even as they tell lies to the people they're leading. So this is what Russia is succumbing to. And, of course, you know, they're prosecuting the war regardless. And it's going to continue because they don't really have a choice now that they're committed to it. And they can't. They have done so much damage to Ukraine. The Ukrainians do not want to let them off the hook. And you could say that NATO is like a deer in the headlights. It's NATO supporting Ukraine because that's the sentiment of Europe, even though many of the politicians want to go with Russia because China's pushing them. Because China's Russia's ally, China's pushing them economically. And the Russians have the gas and probably blackmail on a lot of these politicians. So, but it doesn't matter. We live in the age of sentiment. And that's what's really driving everything now.
Really? Well, that's simply the way it is, isn't it?
I think so. You could say this is pretty insane what's happening, but it's because of it's the way we are now. You know, this is just the way we are. And by the way, the same thing can happen to our country or any of the countries today because we are no longer in the age of discussion or reason. In fact, our discussions are mostly just nonsense and hype. And there's not a lot of sense in what people say. And this is when powerful people are determined to do something and what they do violate the sense of things of other people, this is where you get war, when nobody's backing down. And there's no real way around it. Because the people who are fighting are the Ukrainians, and they're fighting because they want to fight. They overwhelmingly demand that their leaders not give in or capitulate. Or, you know, I'll bet you a lot of their leaders would like to say, well, what do we care about this? Let's give it up. You know, just to have peace. And that was really how Zelensky began. He was attacked massively by his own constituents saying, no, you can't make a deal like this. He had to retreat again and again. And yet it really boils down to you cannot go against in mass society, you know, the majority, the overwhelming majority sentiment. You just can't go against them.
Going against them would be have consequences, wouldn't it?
Well, in a country where the people have already stood up and threatened counter-violence against their leaders and have shown their determination by their readiness to not just protest, but to occupy public buildings and to, you know, all the things of the Euromaidan revolution. You have a situation you haven't seen since the American War of Independence, where Americans spontaneously on their own, pushed by General Gage in Massachusetts, basically fired on British troops and actually chased them all back to Boston, you know, which the British were astounded at. These colonials standing up to us because they were just sick of being pushed around by the British and told they can't, you know, like the Irish, that they were going to be told they can't fish in their own rivers. And they put Massachusetts under martial law. And so on. So whenever when you push people, you might think they're going to go along with it, But with when people possess a certain temperament, which the Americans did in 1775, and the Ukrainians did in 2004 and 2014, you really, if you're in authority and you want to stay there or you want to do some good, you listen to what that the public is saying. I mean, the Ukrainians were literally, if a government official was doing something against them, they would literally pick him up, they'd find him on the street or getting out of his car, and they'd pick him up and throw him in a dumpster and make him stay in it until he promised them that he would reform himself. And this is the kind of thing, you know, we had tar and feathering, you know, before the American Revolution, threatened on British officials. I think there was a tar and feathering in Boston. You know, this is the course of the people having their say. And in whether it's ancient Rome, where the plebeians stood up to the patricians, which really made the Roman Republic what it was, the fact that the patricians had to respect the people. Because the people literally, in one Roman story, if you go back and read Livy, the patricians woke up one day and the plebeians had left the city of Rome. They said, no, we don't want to work with you anymore. We're going to go find some other place to live. And the patricians had to go out and beg them back and say, no, Will, what do you want? You know, we want a veto. You know, this is what the tribunes were, you know, so that the people in Rome developed their rights. And you've got the Magna Carta in England. So this process happens in different nations at different times. Freedom isn't that common, actually. Oriental despotism is probably more common. But you see what's happened now, and this is what's at the bottom of the war. The despotism in Moscow is forcing its people to fight. They don't want to, and they don't understand why. And the Ukrainian people are basically forcing their government to fight. And the sentiment of the Europeans is following suit.
Your statement a moment ago, Jeff, reminded me that when you said the British were going to try to stop Americans from fishing in their own creeks. We had a meeting here in Crawford County. It's been about 16 years ago, where state officials were proposing that there be a meter on people's private water wells at their homes to charge people money to pay for their water out of the ground or their own property that they owned. The people on the stage making this proposition, they almost needed a police escort to get out of town safely. It was that bad.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And they never tried that again. I don't know who came up with that brilliant idea.
Yeah, educated in universities with these bizarre ideas, these notions that, of course, are also based on sentiments of envy, sentiments that lead to socialism. They come out and they meet the people who actually work hard and own their own properties and small businesses. And they just cavalierly say, oh, well, we need to crush you because you're using up air and fuel and you're warming up the planet. You know, there's global warming and you're using fossil fuels and stuff. We need to control you, and you can't consume as much, you know. We'll take everything away from you, but you'll still be happy. You just trust us. These idiots, by the way, who want to be in control everywhere because they're programmed in our universities to be this way. This is what passes for learning now. I describe it as a new religion, the new religion of socialism. And it has other attending things, and it has its various versions, different denominations, you could call them. They are really powerful, and the institutions of learning have created them. And they're basically unemployable persons because they believe that their special ability is their knowledge, that they have this knowledge. Well, the knowledge, it's so degenerated that their knowledge is false knowledge. There is no global warming. There is none of the, they call it science, and they refer to consensus. There's no consensus in science. Science, most of the things in the universe are still a mystery. We don't understand. We haven't built a fusion engine yet, a fusion motor yet. So, no, they're...
Hold on, Jeff. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Tuesday is Election Day, so let's talk about American elections and democracy. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Hears Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by my sale. I have the Veterans Day sale in effect right now, going until next Monday, the 14th at midnight, Veterans Day sale on the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. With a bonus, you get a copy of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. This is the work on which my Prague Peace Prize Award was based that I received in Prague, Czech Republic in 2017. So that's a special bonus that goes along with the sale. Place your order at my website using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just place your order. I'll take care of the financial part of it. The toll-free order line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And, Jeff, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video, and that can help support the site to keep me going.
I encourage people to do that. All right, Jeff, any updates from, I think it's Mr. Wang that you may be getting?
No, there's the information he's getting is basically the same as last time. The Chinese are getting ready for war. Even Admiral Richard of the Strategic Command has made a statement that the war in Ukraine is only a foretaste. It's only, he actually used the word overture to the main event. And he's suggesting the Russians and Chinese are fielding new nuclear weapons around the clock and preparing for a nuclear war. And the U.S. is doing nothing. And he referred to it as we've almost reached a point of no return, or that we're really close to being lost.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, the overture, overture, prelude, the warm-up, they're all pretty much synonyms, aren't they?
Well, the Russians call the period leading up to nuclear war the preparatory period in their strategic books that they keep in their own general staff. Their informal term is overture. They use the term according to Defector Viktor Suvorov. So we are, I think, when even it's evocative, so much so that the head of the U.S. Strategic Command uses the term. I think we're there. I mean, I can see it. I think we've been in an extended sort of a light overture, extended period since 9/11. Because I think that 9/11 was connected because of what the defector Alexander Litvinenko said, and was poisoned, you know, about a year after he said it, that Putin was behind Al Qaeda, and that the war on terror was created by the former KGB structures in the Muslim world had basically organized it. And Russia's involvement with terrorism in the Soviet period was very intimate. Let's put it that way. They were behind in part the revolution in Iran and the attempted revolution in Saudi Arabia that same year. You remember the seizure of the Grand Mosque by East German and Libyan trained terrorists, Islamists as they called them, as we came to know them. So. You know, you can see that they were diverting our military and intelligence forces, as Viktor Suvorov predicted in his discussion of the overture in his book Spetsnaz, that the plan was to divert the security and military forces of the West away from Russia, away from Moscow, to an enemy that had no apparent connection to Moscow, and that was Al-Qaeda. A bunch of Muslims living in caves in Afghanistan and or Pakistan, who were supposedly, well, were bombing us, right? The Pentagon on fire, the Twin Towers down. This would divert us, and of course it did divert us. We left off our nuclear weapons. We saw Russia as an ally against this. We were completely sucked into this war on terror, and we spent trillions on it. And it was a complete fiasco. And it turned out Russia and China were preparing the whole time to come at us from our flank when we weren't really ready for it, and we're not ready. And we're psychologically now so unready, we've elected leaders who are really the collaborators with China and or Russia. You got Macron in France, you got Scholz in Germany, you got Biden in the U.S. Those are three of the major countries.
Well, the precepts of General Sun Tzu would be to capture the country without firing a shot. That may or may not happen, but it certainly is headed that direction, isn't it?
Well, just people in the KGB think, and Chinese think, you can do that sort of thing. Students at Clausewitz are very doubtful of it.
Absolutely.
That's why wars are almost inevitable. Well, they are inevitable, of course.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running full speed. Thank goodness it was a long week without the libertyman.com being up and running. But everything you've expected to see there is back up and running full speed, and where I'm glad of it. We have the articles that you're used to seeing there and some new things at thelibertyman.com. We have a humor section. In these hard times, we need some humor, and the humor section is updated just about every day. Of course, Mike Lindell has a sale on his pillow and towel set, only $40, save 55%. You might want to check that out. Something new next to the humor is the two Joe Bidens. One Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe. The other Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. And they both make frequent public appearances. Anybody can check this out. You don't need to be an expert. Last but not least, my Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect immediately, going until midnight the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, with a very nice premium thrown in. That would be a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, the work on which I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic, in the summer of 2017. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. I refund the difference manually. You can do that at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. You can call my toll-free Ireland 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer and expert in preparedness, quite frankly. And Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. And we expect to be joined at the top of the hour by Steve Bannoun for about half an hour to get whatever updates that Steve Bannoun may have for us. Jeff, you've been monitoring these matters for decades, making a living as best you could when you walked away from your chosen career to be a professional educator. Since you refused to become a communist, that career was taken away from you, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, no, you, well, the thing is that if I hadn't shown my colors as being anti-Marxist, anti-communist, that's one thing you can't be. If you are vocally anti-Marxist, you will be drummed out of many of these professions. And you can count your days once you pronounce, look, I'm against Marxism. It's a form of government that leads to tyranny, or it's a philosophy that leads to tyranny, and it's caused the murders of in the 20th century of more than 100 million people. So I'm against it. And so you pride yourself you're against Nazism. Well, Nazism didn't kill as many people as this. So why aren't you against this? All the torture, all the imprisonment, all the lives ruined. And they're not against it. They're for it.
It's something I've wondered about myself. Adolf Hitler is portrayed by the media as being the worst mass murderer in history. And, of course, he was not even close. If you measure how horrible a person is by the number of millions of people they murdered, Adolf Hitler doesn't even come close to Mao Zedong or Stalin, either one, does he?
No, he's a distant third behind Stalin and Mao. And you've got Pol Pot, and yeah, there's going to be more. There's going to be more mass killings, because that's what this ideology, with its attending sentiment, which is a sentiment of envy and resentment towards people who are smarter or better or richer, have more money. It's a desire for everyone to be equal. That's a very vicious desire, because men are not equal and deeds are not equal. And we should not regard men as equal or deeds as equal. We should be evaluating people by what they do and what they say. And of course, in the market system, it may seem unfair that people are rewarded for, you know, producing a widget or something. But the fact is that society collapses if some, you know, we're all up on supply chain issues right now, because you can't get certain products because the supply chain is breaking down. Well, if it breaks down enough, you starve, right? We're all very aware of that now. It's like, so it's not letting people have the freedom to make money. Those people make money because they actually serve a very important function. They're brave enough to risk their money to try to make more money by coming in and building something very quickly and effectively and cheaply that's needed for a very complex economy that could not go on without them. And yet the idea of communism or socialism is that these people are profiteers, they're exploiters, they need to be put down. This is why you go to socialist countries and their supply chain is always breaking down, right? When they follow their own principles. And what's funny about, you know, the president of China, why he's such a dolt, is he really does believe in Marxism-Leninism, as he has said himself. And he is actually, the things that he has done since he's been president of China is to progressively degrade the Chinese economy by enforcing the will of the party over the people in the country, and by depriving small businesses of access to money and so on. That's one of the first things he did. And so if people want to know, it's, yeah, Trump hurt the Chinese economy, but these ideologues within their own communist parties bring the ultimate destruction. And, of course, the whole rationale in China for going into capitalism was to overthrow us and to do capitalism in all the more better, right? Oh, we'll go along with capitalism. We don't know how to make communism yet, but we'll go along so we can destroy them all the easier. It's like Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf. You know, the wolf dresses up as grandma so he can eat Little Red Riding Hood. Well, that's what the communists have done. And so, we're pretty much, facing that now, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to pull the plug on us.
Well, they're desperate. What they're looking at right now is losing at the midterms. Their goal of peacefully conquering the United States may be slipping away from them, couldn't it?
Right. Yeah. I when you look at Ukraine and American history, you look at what's happening in Brazil now with the election. I'm not sure you can conquer people peacefully who are determined not to be conquered. And this is where you had slaughtered Mao and Stalin slaughtered so many. There was a lot of resistance they met in forming their tyrannies, and that's why they killed so many. That's the foundation. It's a foundation of bones and blood that they've built these regimes on. And they want to do it here. Yeah, they want to do it everywhere.
Absolutely. We got a caller here, Jeff. We got Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, gentlemen. I received an interesting text this morning, and I'm not a technical guy, but I just wanted to paraphrase and condense with this text. It was very short, and it's regarding voting today. And it encourages people to, when you arrive at the polling place, make a note of the available Wi-Fi networks at that time in that area. Write them down. When you get into the line waiting to vote, if there is one, if there is a line, make another note of double check and see if any new Wi-Fi networks have popped up. And also repeat that when you're in the voting booth, to triple check and see if there are any new Wi-Fi networks that were not there when you arrived at the polling place in the parking lot in the morning. Make a note of any of those new networks that may have popped up and make your voting election board aware of that and ask them to investigate, because apparently having new Wi-Fi networks pop up at the polling place may have some influence on manipulation of the electronic voting machines. Any comment on that? And I thought that was a good idea. What do you think, John and Jeff?
Well, I have something that can help you out and help everybody here, Eric. Do you know how to find everything that's transmitting a Wi-Fi signal? Do you know how to do that?
No, I do not.
Well, you're about to find out. Okay.
Okay.
It's an app you can put on your smartphone called Find My Bluetooth Device. It's a free app. And once you got that installed, you can find any source of a Wi-Fi signal, including, bonus here, Eric, you may not know this, human beings that have got the COVID-19 clot shot.
They're emanating a Wi-Fi
signal with a specific address for that person. And we've tested this. We've done some testing, and we found out it is real. So,
right. Yes. I have heard you. Yeah, I've heard you mention that before. So that, there you go. There's a great way to double check and see if any new Wi-Fi networks are popping up between the parking lot and the voting booth. So I thought that was a good idea. And so there we go. And I think encourage people to do that. And once again, everybody needs to get the word out. Vote no on Amendment Number 1, because it's going to allow the state treasurer to invest in high risk municipal bonds, which is fueling a lot of the corruption in these municipalities.
Well, I know there's ways to tell which bonds are high risk and which ones aren't. Typically, the high risk ones are paying a larger interest rate because they are high risk, and the low risk municipal bonds traditionally pay a very low interest rate.
I don't trust the rating agencies at all. And I believe they're controlled like many other entities and agencies. So I wouldn't go, and historically speaking, most, as far as the ones I've heard, most financial experts discourage people from voting or from investing in municipal bonds because they are very iffy at best.
Yeah, well, I would say vote against all bond measures. I've always done that. That's my standard. If they want a bond, it's just going to make them more fiscally irresponsible, right?
There you go. Yep, exactly. Well, I'm going to skate. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. I don't know who this question came from. There's a question. Do you have to use your legal name on the, you don't put your name on the ballot, first of all, at least not in Missouri. There's a registration when you walk in the door. The ballot itself doesn't have a name on it, so I'm not sure what this question is all about. We got a caller here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. So I've got a observation. You do have to sign your, you don't have to sign the ballot, but you have to sign the envelope so that they can mark you off, you know, as having voted. At least here in Montana, you do that. Jeff, I had a question for you, or kind of a part of a discussion. Well, I completely agree that if you don't have entrepreneurs that are willing to invest their money to come and create new ideas and go after those new ideas and do that, the society collapses. Well, I agree with that completely. I do, because I've had my own businesses before. So, but my question is, at this, on the other side of the coin, how do you prevent people like Rockefeller or BlackRock or some of these other huge entities that become, and like Rockefeller said, you know, competition is sin. And so he would do whatever he could to crush all competitors, which I, in a sense, they were bought out or, you know, legally crushed. Now they crush you by just taking you to court and tying you up in legal fees and can't produce till they own, they can buy your company for nothing. So how do you see the potential of stopping some kind of abuse like that and yet still have free enterprise that can, you know, still build a country?
Well, all systems are going to have abuses. And the main problem with what the Marxists call capitalism, the free market, what is more properly called the free market system, is you have to have a free market system. And the problem, the dilemma is regulation, right? If you have somebody that can regulate people who are making money, you have a motive for corruption, because people who are making money then can buy the regulators. So you basically, it boils down to honesty and a system of honor. And that comes down to it, everything seemed to work pretty well when we had still had, and this is a point that the economist Joseph Schumpeter made in his books, when we had a warrior aristocracy from the medieval period, from the, you know, because the feudal aristocracy was a military aristocracy. You know, they were the barons that got on horseback and fought the wars and were rewarded lands and rewarded titles because of their military feats, and then their descendants who carried on their traditions. When we decided that it was going to be democracy, right, it devolved into plutocracy. And I think that, you know, when you go to the really sophisticated thinkers of the late 19th and 20th centuries, people like Vilfredo Pareto and Jacob Burckhardt, they saw this was what was going inevitably happening. And they bemoaned it. They mourned it, because aristocracy had a – when you were raised to be a soldier from birth, to be a great commander, and you are given certain lessons, and your father knows, you know, like the Iron Duke, the Duke of Wellington, sitting up on his horse in the Battle of Waterloo, and the guy next to him gets his leg shot off by a cannonball, and the other a guy to the other side of him falls over dead from bullets hitting him. You got to sit up there in that saddle. You got the same thing with George Washington. They criticized Washington for being aristocrat. Washington formed himself from that British military manual, based on those feudal, you know, concepts of chivalry brought into those manuals for British officers. That's what he aspired to be when he was young. And that was what held things together. That was what made people, it was your honor, because it was about blood over money, right? Oswald Spengler said, this was the problem. Plutocracy comes in, you have money over blood. And this is where you get the Rockefellers. And then what is a bureaucrat? He's a little guy who doesn't have anything, who's living on a little government salary. So what does a big tycoon do with him? Anything he wants if that person has no honor, right? So this is the fundamental problem, the loss of our feudal traditions and Christianity and our honesty. Because any system can be abused, will be abused, if you don't have that basic firmness of morality. And that's the bottom line, is people have to be honest.
Yeah, you remind me of in the Bible when Jehoshaphat brought in teachers. He taught the people the law of God, and then he brought in judges, and he said, basically, you, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, you walk in the fear of God, and you judge in the fear of God. And I think that has to be, if you lose that, which our country has lost at its foundation, as you've brought up, through the education system.
Hold on, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we're back. Jeff and Kyle, let's continue where we left off, gentlemen.
So, Jeff, well, you were starting to respond. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, the corruption is very subtle. And, of course, this is, you know, my first book I really go into it, you know, as deeply as I could at the time. And of course, we can, that book was written 35 to 32 years ago. And it's within even the people that flatter themselves that they're fighting corruption, even partake of it. And of course, we don't even, corruption is so insidious, the corruption in our thought. I mean, just consider the movies and TV and all of the messaging, the indoctrination of the training of the sentiments that is insidiously treacherous. Just television advertising is basically there. What are they advertising? The seven deadly sins, lust, gluttony, right? Envy, everything is in the commercials. So we've been receiving all the while some of the worst messages you can imagine through television and movies, some of the very worst. And yet it goes on, and there's no way to, it seems to be no way to stop it. Richard Weaver, who was a great writer and thinker, I think maybe one of the greatest conservative minds of the 20th century, called it the great stereopticon, is what he called it. And he said that it was extremely dangerous and was one of the elements.
I completely agree.
Yeah, Russell Kirk attacked television. Russell Kirk famously refused to let his family even have a TV. Every time he caught him with a TV, he would rip it to pieces. They would go and sneak back and put it back together again, and he'd destroy it. And finally, he threw it. He had some kind of tower in his house that they hid it up in some kind of a cubbyhole, and he went up and grabbed it, threw it out a window, and it landed on his gutter, on his roof, lower down, and they crawled out onto the roof to get it. So it's, you know, people, we crave that TV. It's the drug, you know, and it's, I think what Neil Postman wrote, Amusing Ourselves to Death in 1985, I think this is when that book came out. It's a brilliant book. And he was sort of a protege of Marshall McLuhan, who said the medium is the message. And the medium of television is a very stimulating, sensual, visual medium. It is not a medium of thought. And so, as Kirk argued, we have left the age of discussion, where people sat around the table and people discussed things, for the age of sentiment, you know, projected over the TV screen.
Yep. You know, Jeff, I challenge anybody to find a white male on any of these commercials of any kind that isn't an idiot. Everything else is taken up. And one other thing on the bond, I used to be on a school board. Let me tell you, anytime they got turned down for a bond, they'd do it anyway. There is so much money in the school system, you can't fathom it. There is accounts you have no idea about. And I'll
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. We got to top our break. We got callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.